All right, Valerie, let's talk a little bit about Camp Big Sur. What do you have?
Oh, my gosh. Camp Big Sur. It's going to be 5 days and four nights.
Mm-hmm.
And the first session is going to be from July 12th through 16th. And then we have a second session from July 26th to July 30th. And the cost for the 5 days and four nights would be $480. And that is going to include outdoor hiking every morning with DZ. He's gonna be teaching.
And who's DZ?
DZ is the naturalist that's going to be doing all the hikes.
That's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's his name.
Right.
And he's a fabulous person. Okay. And he'll be teaching them the hiking stuff and about the, like, plants and all the surrounding stuff. And then in the afternoons, they'll be doing music with Albie Blue and myself. And we're going to be making instruments, doing singing, songwriting.
Bar blues.
Yeah, all around the blues, improvising. And then after that, then we do a campfire. Of course, everybody's been eating, and that's a whole other thing. But then we do campfires, and we're going to have special people come in every night to the campfire. Like one person might be from the Chumash tribe, and they're going to teach the kids about the Indians around the area and the customs and culture of that.
All right, so mornings, nature stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Afternoons, music stuff.
Right.
Evenings,
campfire.
Who knows? Campfire.
Yeah. Campfire.
And we're we are also integrating in our local resources. We have quite a few people in the area that are experts on, you know, the nature of Big Sur. One example is Kenny Camello, the Big Sur Jade Company, who's the person who worked to get the Jade Festival started up in Big Sur. Mm-hmm. And so he's agreed to come over to our camp, both of our sessions, and talk about jade hunting and finding and the quality of jade and where to find it and that kind of thing.
But do I have to have a student who's musical given the afternoon sessions?
No, no. We can take pretty much every level. Because we're going to be having them make things like a diddly bow. That's right, a diddly bow. And then we're going to teach them how to play it.
What's a diddly bow?
A diddly bow is a one-stringed instrument.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they'll make some other primitive instruments. And so all the instruments are going to get integrated into the songwriting and stuff and to the campfire activities.
What's the age group?
8 to 14.
8 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many kids are you going to take in a session?
30.
All right. So it's a good size. It's not too large.
Right.
Not too small.
Mm-hmm.
And the camp will be providing the tents, and the children have to bring their sleeping bags.
And,
Their
own personal items, sleeping bag, pillow.
Now, have we done this before? This is the first time
we've done
this?
This is our first time, and it's been talked about a lot, and people, community members have suggested it because we it's often easy to think about what we don't have in Big Sur. We don't have the malls. We don't have the video stores. We don't have a grocery store. And lately we've been talking about what are our assets? What do we have? And how wonderful it would be to share this lifestyle and this experience with some of the other kids in the world. As a matter of fact, one of our students, Ashley Johnson, decided she really pushed the idea and thought we should have a summer camp because she wants the students to be camp counselors. And she's a high school student. And also an incredible songwriter and singer and guitar player. Mm-hmm. And so she really pushed us to do it. And she's been doing a lot of planning along the way with us and helping us get organized and helping us come up with good ideas. So telling us, well, this is what I think the kids would like. I think this is what the kids would want. So.
Well, what a great idea, a camp in Big Sur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, Valerie, what did you think when you first heard about all this?
Oh, my gosh, I was excited. I did a music camp, or I was a camp counselor years ago at a music camp, and it was just an incredible experience for the kids because they're in an environment, the natural environment, which most kids don't get too much of, and then they were allowed to just be as creative as they could be, and that's going to be the same kind of an environment here. And it's just wonderful to watch kids blossom. They're like blossoming flowers in that situation.
We're talking a bit about Camp Big Sur, the first summer ever. Valerie Johnson, Rihanna Thomason on the Dave Congleton Show. What are the dates again, Valerie?
They are the 12th through the 16th of July and the 26th through the 30th. So that's a Monday through Friday.
All right, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And how do the kids get up to Big Sur?
Parents are going to bring them.
So parents bring them, pick them up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we have at the day they pick them up on Friday, we have a show planned. So they're going to be able to get to see the kids perform what they've worked on for the week and have a CD. They'll have a camp CD that
that's
they've
right.
produced.
So it's a chance for the parents to experience Big Sur as well.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I like this idea.
And right across the street from the school is Jade Cove. And Jade Cove is very unique in the sense that there is a certain kind of jade that's only found there. And the kids are going to be able to go jade hunting. That's one of the activities.
All right, how do people sign up?
They can join us on Camp Big Sur on Facebook.
Camp Big Sur on Facebook.
And we also have a wiki, Camp Big Sur at pbworks.com.
I have no idea what that means.
So it's
wiki.
You would just type in campbigsur.pbworks.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can also email us at our PUSD, which means Pacific Unified School District, at thegrid.net.
PUSD
at thegrid.net.
You probably don't have a phone up there.
And we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do. That's one thing we do have. No cell phones, but we do have a phone.
Okay. What's the phone number, Rhiannon?
It's 805-927-4507.
927-4507.
Uh-huh, right.
Okay.
And it's our same area code.
All right. And the fee is?
$480 for 5 days, 4 nights.
Okay. And is there a deadline for registration?
The sooner the better. You know, we're just now opening up registration, so we'd like to know right away.
And you see this as an annual event, Rhianna?
Yes, yes. We're hoping to keep it going, keep it started, and it, you know, brand it and make it a yearly thing.
So, Valerie, people could come up every summer.
That's
experience
right.
nature, experience the blues.
That's
this
right.
guy's name is really DZ.
Yeah. And you know what else? If parents ever wanted their children not to be on the cell phone for a week, there you go.
Or
it's done.
Else.
Right.
Yeah. Because there's no coverage up there.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely outdoor education and definitely an opportunity for the kids to learn some green habits, you know, because they'll be using their own solar shower bags and
I love it.
Sleeping out.
Well, let's do this. Let's go to a Fox News, find out what's happened in the world. We'll check traffic with Marty. Come back for one more segment with Valerie Johnson and Rhianna Thomason. Talk about life in Big Sur and Camp Big Sur. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Back with Valerie Johnson and Rhianna Thomason, all the way down from the Pacific Unified School District, way the heck up there, north of Gorda. You've driven through it on the way to Big Sur. You're like me. You've driven through the Pacific Valley. Who lives here? Who works here? Well, now we know a little bit about it. They're also here to talk about the fact that they're introducing the first ever Camp Big Sur. And, Val, for people just tuning in, let's remind them, please, what you have planned in July.
In July, we're having a 5-day, 4-night camp on July 12th through 16th, and then another one from July 26th through 30th. And the kids are going to learn a whole bunch of stuff about nature, do walks, hunt for jade, make grass whistles and acorn whistles and all kinds of stuff. And then in the afternoons, they're going to do music with Albie Blue and myself. And we're going to teach them about the blues. We're going to have guitars available for some of the students. And then I'll be teaching singing. We're going to be teaching songwriting and improvisation. And then at night, we're going to have campfires every night. And we're going to have special guests come in. I think we might even have a bagpipe player coming in.
Bagpipe player?
Yeah. I mean, we have all kinds of fun stuff going on.
We're hoping to get him back. We just recently did a camp with the charter schools and our school up at the school site as kind of a takeoff to see how it would work. And Doug from San Luis came up and played his bagpipes at our campfire and talked to us.
Hey, Rhianna, what's the phone number for more information?
805-927-4507.
Call soon because they need to know the level of interest in this. I think it's going to be a big hit because you get up to spend time in the Big Sur.
Mm-hmm.
The kids aren't going to be in a car.
Right.
They're not going to be on the computer.
No.
They're not going to be on the cell phone.
Nope.
They're going to be away in nature.
That's right.
They're going to get to experience outdoor education, be in nature, and that kind of stimulates a certain type of creativity. So that's how we came up with the idea of putting the two together, nature and music. Mm-hmm. And recalling the theme of our camp is Camp Big Sur, roughing it with the blues.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to take field trips at all, Rihanna? Are they going to take hikes?
Well, they're going to be every day. There will be a hike, and they're all within right on the school grounds because our school ground is located in the in Forestry Service land. And we're right across the road from Sand Dollar Beach. We hike over across the street and walk down to Sand Dollar Beach. And or we walk behind the school, and we're up on one of the ridges, or we go to Plaskett Ridge. So there's just all kinds of places around there that are, you know, hikes within walking distance.
What a great opportunity. I love this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the age group, though, that you're targeting.
8 to 14, fourth grade, going into fourth grade through eighth grade.
Perfect age, Val.
Oh, yeah.
You ever get to go to summer camp when you were a kid?
I did. Yeah. I was one of the mischief makers, of course, but that's okay. I survived, and so did they.
But it's one of those rituals. Every kid should go to summer. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Summer camp. I went to camp in by Lincoln, Wisconsin. We were there for 2 weeks. It was a great time. Although I didn't get to learn the blues.
Yeah.
See, you missed out.
Yeah, this is something special. Yeah, we were trying to think about, you know, one of the things was to be able to share with kids what it's like to be able to go to school in Big Sur. And then we were thinking, and what else can we add to it? And I went, I know Valerie, and Valerie comes up here and does our music, and she does blues for kids. So we'll add the music piece to it, and that sent us off. That's when we really started putting it together.
All right, Valerie, wonderful. One last time, put a plug in, please, for Camp Big Sur.
Camp Big Sur, roughing it with the blues. It's going to be July 12th through 16th, and another session July 26th through 30th. The price is $480 per child, and it's from ages 8 to 14, and they are going to have the time of their life.
Camp Big Sur is also on Facebook, or Rihanna, they can call
927-4507.
Operator standing by to get more information. Thanks to Valerie Johnson and to Rihanna Thomason for coming down today. Valerie, final thoughts.
I just think this is one of the most unique opportunities that a child could have. And not just camping, but in Big Sur.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people all over the world that wish they could just be at Big Sur.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shows there right now.
Right.
Rihanna, final thoughts?
Well, just a chance for us to share with other kids this wonderful experience. And our students are standing by, ready to help out and want to share it with others.
927-4507. All right, ladies, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you at Big Sur.
All right.
This is News Talk 920 KVEC. I'm Dave Congleton. Hometown Radio rolls on after these messages.